This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Time now for us to do our weekly overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio. This is the Talk Radio Review with the folks that are involved in my weekly DJV program with The Daily Show. We take the stars, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and I play a role in it as well to go through the top 10 stories. And if we have time, the people list as well, put together, prepared for all of us, and posted at talkers.com. The stories from what research they've been able to do, listening to the programs, talking to the hosts, and visiting websites, the station websites, that sort of thing. So let's get at it. Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, number 10, the climate change discussion, the environment. I guess there was a spill in Russia. Was it off the coast of Russia? And, normally it would have gotten tons of attention, but because we don't seem to have time for much of anything except George Floyd and what's going on with the COVID-19, very little is getting discussed. So what do we know about it? Anybody know anything more about it?
20,000 tons of oil leaked into a river from a power plant. It's the region within the Arctic Circle. It's as far north of Russia as you can get, pretty much. Mm-hmm. So Russia declared a state of emergency, actually, over it. So
they're cleaning it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So
I guess oil powers the power plant? I'm not sure the connection there, but
yeah, there's a lot of oil fired. If you go to the, go up and down the coast of California on any given day, you'll see dozens and dozens of ships. I used to marvel. I didn't even know what they were doing off the coast of Santa Monica when
offshore
I first
drilling.
Lived there. No, it's not drilling. Well, there is offshore drilling. You're right, but there also are tankers. The Manhattan Beach power plant always has. There's a line that's about a mile out into the ocean, and the tankers hook up to that bunker, and that's they feed from the ships the crude oil that fires the power plant. And so, and you can see any day, you can see a couple of ships out there because there's a constant flow of oil into the tanks to feed that power plant, which feeds much of that inland area there, or the shore area. So there we go. That you've just learned something, I hope. Number 9 on our story list, what's going on in social media? I think the focus is on their curtailment. The focus is probably on two different things, on what Zuckerberg said he wasn't going to do at Facebook and what Twitter has done to curb some of the things. Mostly, I think the focus has been on Trump, hasn't it?
No, it's been on a lot of different things. They have
Twitter. It's been on Trump, I think. They marked him as they marked his posts or some of them.
The ones that they chose, the ballots, right?
Yeah, the one that they chose was about ballot harvesting and voter fraud. And the president was actually 100% right about this. But Twitter, because it is political, and there's a person, literally a guy, who is in charge of integrity at Twitter, decided to mark this one as
fake news. What is integrity?
I can't remember the guy's name, but there is one guy who at Twitter has the job of, I guess, managing these high-profile tweets. And the guy is a known Democrat activist. He is talking about, I mean, his tweets on his own personal Twitter account are not necessarily kind to the president. So there were two tweets that they marked. One of them was about voter fraud in California. It stemmed from Gavin Newsom's executive order that would send a ballot to everybody on the voter rolls. And Trump tweeted about it, and they marked that one at Twitter, which caused a debate about whether or not the social media companies should be getting involved in the game of marking people as fake news, essentially. If Facebook's decided not to, Twitter has said that they'll continue to do that.
All right.
Well, what they did, they didn't take his tweet down. What they did is they add... No, they added a message that says there have been, and I'm paraphrasing, but something about numerous studies have shown that ballot fraud is not a voter fraud through ballots is not a thing or whatever. Which
if I were in charge of integrity, I would actually hit that.
That's
one.
That's sure not the case here in Massachusetts.
I know that that's an opinion thing, but there are a lot of studies that have been done numerous times by Congress and the Senate, and they have not found any. Trump loves to talk about widespread voter fraud because obviously that speaks to his base.
I would tell you there's widespread voter fraud in Massachusetts. I don't know about any other states.
And in California, absolutely.
Yeah. So that whatever the other information is, I have firsthand info on Mass, and Jennifer has, and I know. excuse me, I defrauded them myself once just to see if I could do it, and did. So it's
you just admit felony, okay?
Yeah, well, but this is a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Okay, number eight.
Just for the program.
Yeah,
right.
I was doing research. Number eight. Psychology, relationships, the impact of the COVID disaster. It really is on people and their jobs, people in their relationships, their families, friends. All kinds of stuff. Have either of the two of you had any relationship that was either enhanced or somewhat destroyed by the COVID? Well, what's happened?
No,
I know that you
destroyed.
No. Yeah, you've had a lot of time on. You've used Facebook and FaceTime and other means to get together with your friends every week, right, Victoria?
Yeah, and especially our single friends, because it's been really hard on them. So we check in every week with some of our single friends just to make sure everybody, you know, they're still interacting.
Hold on a second. Wait a minute. Am I not your friend?
Yeah, I talk to you for 3 hours every day.
Oh, okay.
My other friends only get, like, 20 minutes. So, yeah, we check in on you all the time.
Okay.
I think, you know, it's a lot of, we know in certain areas, a lot of divorces have been filed. It's not all that easy, all the togetherness. I know I have friends with young kids who have to, they work from home full time, and they have to do homeschooling, and that's just been, I get agita just hearing them talk about it, so I can't imagine how stressful that must be. But no, I haven't lost any relationships. If anything, they've been made stronger.
Yeah. What about you, Jen?
I think so too. Yeah. I think you have to commit more to having that contact and staying in touch. I think that I'm really lucky in my life where I have a group of friends where if we don't, we're text messaging a lot more, but if we don't talk, we still can pick up where we left off. And so that's really good because everybody's obviously really busy with new schedules and kids and all of that. I actually do sometimes, but then you respond with like one word answers. So then that's kind of, you know, boo. I'll text you today. How about that?
All right.
Give me a little iPhone for texting. It's very... Yes.
I like to talk to people. I like to hear their voice. I like to get what's really going on. There's no emotion looking at a flat screen. Thank you.
I love the app that was invented to give people their own space for the people who are going nuts, like those husbands and wives or the mothers who are overwhelmed, and they get an hour's worth of peace at their neighbor's house. I think that's a great idea. The Globe app.
Really? I had to look into that. All right. Here's something. Speaking of the entire family, here's a product that's good for the entire family. Those of you who are on a weight loss kick, the folks at Calitrin, through their website, toploss.com, has extended a couple of different things that will help you. The Early Bird Summer Special is on right now. Basically, it's a BOGO sale. Buy one, get one free. Or let's say you buy three, get three free. Or any number over that, it'll be duplicated. You can have some for your family, your friends. It's safe for everybody. A weight loss formula that has no stimulants, has no drugs. All it does is work. Pretty amazing, huh? The science behind it is solid. Scientists, matter of fact, put the formula together, doctors and nurses. The success rate is 86%, very consistent. All the info that's there at their website, toploss.com, with real people talking about their real situations of really losing weight. It's believable. And right now, you can get in on the deal. The BOGO deal is starting with, summertime's just around the corner. Hello. And if you use the DJV code, you don't have to pay any shipping, too. So buy one, get one free, or buy three, get three free. And as I said, it's safe for the entire family. So if you all need to go on a diet, this is the way to do it. Go on the diet and also take Calitrin every night before you go to bed. Bingo, bango, you're going to be all set. It's very good support for any weight loss program that you're on. It works on its own. Calitrin is the product. Toploss.com is the website. The discount code is DJV.
The Top Radio Countdown.
In these unprecedented times, a lot of companies have changed the way they do business. MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. They still want you to get the best sleep of your life, though, and maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, they have buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. Give your linen closet a makeover at MyPillow.com, and remember to use promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
The Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. Charts for the week of June 1st to the 5th from Talkers Magazine. Number 7 is a focus on China. Now, the latest story from Florida is some Chinese got onto, was it an Air Force base or an Army?
Yes,
where'd they get on?
A naval base. Naval base. Key West. Mm-hmm.
How'd they get on?
I don't know. I guess on Key, if you're visiting Key West, they trespassed. They
really?
Were just they wandered on, took photos and video.
But they were up to no good.
Busted. Yep, they
here's
got busted.
Here's how I've been thinking about this story. So my dad, the great Mike Horn, always like could get into places because he just always says, "Well, you just look like you know what you're doing," and you do this, Doug. You know, you just look like you know where you're going, and
I just keep
you
going
can usually,
until
yeah,
to stop.
And never turn to look to the side. What I'm getting here is they're doing the opposite. They're looking confused, like they don't speak the language, and they're just wandering right into these really high security locations.
Yeah, they're not good actors because apparently all of these people spoke English well. And were found out, and so what is there to trust? And I think my understanding of the situation here leads us to believe that it's hard to trust people that are Chinese. It really is. 21 after the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. You just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number six, as we continue to review all the items on the chart, this Talk Radio Roundup. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, and you too. This is a great exercise. I enjoy doing this every week with the ladies who are on the DJV program with me, as gives us a chance. We've talked about most of these things, or all of them, during the course of the week on the DJV program, and now we have a chance to sort of put them all together tightly because of the research that, as I say, is published every week. These stories and people, those lists are at talkers.com. So number six on the list is the economy and the PPP, which is the payroll protection plan, mentioning the plight of the airlines, pretty good bellwether. Couple of things from business this week. AMC Theaters declaring bankruptcy and basically saying that they're going to be sold to Amazon because they wouldn't reopen on their own. I think that's one. And look at, wasn't J.C. Penney that declared after bankruptcy, they're closing?
I think they're closing 154 stores by the summer. I read that.
Yep. Meanwhile, shares of American Airlines Group soared this week because they announced plans to rebuild their summer flight schedule. They say that there is demand that's increasing like by 90%. They're going to fly 55-60% of their domestic schedule, 20% of the international routes in July. And they're putting people in first class. You're not sitting next to anybody or in front or behind anybody, so they carry half as many people there. And in the back, pretty much the same thing. At least the way they told me, they were skipping every other row, and they only put two people in seats in each row instead of three. So even if they run their full schedule, they're going to still carry half as many people. But it's better than keeping the planes on the ground and having no ability to go anywhere. So there's that. Plus, from my own perspective, I applied for and got help for my business, and Jennifer did too for her business, the payroll protection plan. At first, and I was not critical. I don't think it was fair to be critical. This was something that they grabbed to try to help people fast as they could because it was necessary. And so it needed to be ironed out. There's been some legislation that's changed that reality so that it's easier to
All that
PPP.
Money that went to those huge companies at first, it was a mess in
ridiculous.
The beginning.
Ridiculous, yeah.
But I think the reason for it is that, well, I think because they tried to roll it out so quickly.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
And a lot of the banks, my experience was that because there were a lot of big banks involved and none of them wanted to service the loans because they weren't going to make any money on them, that it just caused huge delays and stuff. But it seemed like once the process started rolling, it was pretty easy. Like, once you actually got in queue and you filled out your paperwork, it was pretty easy to roll, actually. Yeah.
But you had to have a good relationship with the bank.
Yeah. And Jen's right about the banks, because I think it was Wells Fargo and Bank of America. There were a bunch of banks that it turned out that they were shuffling the pile, and they were just giving loans to, you know, people that they knew would pay them back.
I was stuck to Wells Fargo. Well, it wasn't even the ones that would pay them back. It was the big businesses, because they were making 1% on the loan. So they would go for the ones that were asking for the high dollar amounts, and then the small businesses that had the low dollar amount, they were putting at the end of the pile.
Mm-hmm. Well, fortunately, I do business with a small bank, so I got into the pile with everybody else that's at the bank.
Right.
This is not, they didn't take new customers. They just helped the customers that they have. And so that was, you know, a lot of local developers, plumbers, guys like me that have independent businesses, all. But the bank president and the people in the bank knew these folks, so they didn't have to do a lot of scrutinizing. They said, okay, yep, you deserve this, and under the circumstances, you deserve that, and you apply, and here's the number, and bingo, bango. That's how it was taken care of. But there's a lot more money supposedly on the table, and whether, like, as a farmer, ag's now getting some benefit out of all of this. I even had the local FSA person, who's the field agent for the USDA, call me and say, if you want to apply for this, I'll help you apply. All right, top five items coming up in the next half hour of this week's Talk.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
United States unemployment dropped unexpectedly in May to 13.3% as reopened businesses began recalling millions of workers faster than economists had predicted, triggering a big rally on Wall Street and giving President Donald Trump something to boast about in his reelection bid. Still, after weeks of dire predictions by economists that unemployment in May could hit 20 to 25%, the news that the economy added a surprising 2.5 million jobs is evidence that the employment collapse most likely bottomed out in April, when the rate reached 14.7%. Most economists had expected rehiring to kick in over the summer as lockdowns were increasingly lifted and people gradually resumed shopping and eating out. President Trump said the report is evidence that the economy is going to come back from the coronavirus crisis like a rocket ship. This is USA Radio News. Attorney General William Barr defended the decision to forcibly remove protesters from Lafayette Square, downplaying the use of force and claiming that the administration's decision was provoked by increasing violence. Barr claimed the protesters outside the White House were becoming too violent, justifying his authorization for police to remove them. Barr said, "I saw projectiles when I went to Lafayette Park to check out the situation." Reporters and protesters outside the White House said, although some protesters had thrown water bottles and bricks across the barrier separating them from the police, the protests were peaceful. Bernie Madoff lost his bid for early release from prison when the judge who sentenced him to 150 years behind bars said he intended for him to die there and nothing has happened to change his mind. Judge Denny Chin, who now sits on the 2nd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, noted the continuing suffering of Madoff's thousands of victims who lost $17.5 billion when a decades-long scheme that deceived them into thinking their money was properly invested was exposed in 2008. This is USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour now. We resume our overview. It's the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits, the stories, the people. Maybe I just go through the people list quickly before we get back to the top five on the story list, ladies. Jennifer Horn is here and Victoria Keelan. Number 10, Mark Zuckerberg. And we're talking about the whole business of social media. Number 9, William Barr. Number 8, Ahmaud Arbery. Number 7, Joe Biden. Tom Cotton is 6. Drew Brees is 5. Bill de Blasio is 4. James Mattis, Mad Dog, number 3. George Floyd, 2. And Donald Trump, number 1. All right, so we'll weave a couple of those names into the conversation as we get through some more of these stories. Number 5, to review quickly. Number 10 is the environment and the Russian oil spill. Number 9, social media and using or not using it. Psychology of the civil, I think there are two ways of reading into that. We kind of talked about them. What's going on as a result of COVID, but also the psychological impact of all of the pressure coming from the race problems we have in our country. Let's see, China and their what a joke, relations, using that term, relation. We have no relationship with China that has any value. It's it's a horror show. Number 6, the economy getting a little bit better, positive signs there. The reopening of America with a focus on education. A lot of colleges this week made announcements as to their plans for the fall, but I haven't heard a lot of public school stuff. Where each of you are in New Jersey, Victoria, and Jennifer in California, what's the public school system saying, if anything, at this point? We know what's going on college campuses, but what about the system, the public school system?
It's funny you should ask, because the LA Unified School District actually yesterday just released their plan. They said that it's going to be a hybrid. They shut down their district in mid-March. They say that the new school year could start on August 18th, but they don't know if students, staff, if anybody will be back on campuses, and that more than likely they're going to consider a hybrid schedule. That'll mean that students will only be in the classroom a few hours and a few days per week, and the rest would be done at home, which is going to be really challenging. You know, in L.A., there are a lot of households that have both parents working because they need to stay afloat economically.
Yeah.
And I don't think this ends well. I think there, if you don't have someone overseeing the education of your kid, and if parents right now are home because most businesses were closed down, so it's been a little bit easier. But as companies start to reopen and start to ask their employers to come back, what are they going to do, especially in lower income areas where people just can't afford to have someone stay home? So I don't know. I don't know what that's going to look like, but certainly that's what they're considering. I've heard the idea of having the kids go to school on the weekend so that, you know, you'd have different tracks of education, essentially, where one track of kids would go to school Monday, Wednesday, Friday, the other might go Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, just to spread it out, because the biggest thing is they're going to make sure that the class sizes are small. So in that respect, maybe that's better news. My mom, as a public school teacher, used to have to deal at the high school level in English classes with 40 to 45, 50 kids in a classroom. And so, you know, they're going to have that class size cut down to 20.
I did too. I was just thinking about the divisions and the classes that I had. It was very standard to have 40 kids in a class, and I was teaching English and speech. Yeah.
One of the things, I have two girlfriends who are both teachers, and one of the things that a lot of, and they're doing video teleteaching every day, which is exhausting for them, and they need to be back in the classroom with the kids. But one of the things that a lot of parents are learning is that kids really don't need to be in school all day long. They've got about a solid 3 hours of actual learning and work and homework, and then they're done. And so I think the way that that productivity from people working from home is so much higher than what anyone thought it would be.
But you know, Victoria,
I think it's going to change education.
Yeah, but one of the concerns that parents and schools,
concerns.
Yeah, exactly,
yeah.
And the meals. How many children? Some we found out have. I didn't know this until all this started. There's some families that the children eat all of their meals, all three meals at school.
Yeah.
Or in some
they're picking up meals.
Right. In L.A., they're still picking up meals.
Yeah.
And so that's been pretty
But think about the social implications of that.
Yeah. It's,
and government implications of that.
You know, there's a lot of focus on anger and race and all of this. Think about what that plan for that I just told you about for L.A. Unified is going to do in vulnerable neighborhoods in my city of Los Angeles. What is that going to do? Instead, this is where I think we misplace a lot of anger. Instead of looking to defund the police, why not look at trying to figure out how we're going to fix this problem with the schools? Is it, you know, how
a lot of people are making the argument that money should go to the schools and that the police don't need more money.
It won't, and we know it, because the way the budget's going to work is they're going to cut that money. They're going to say they're going to sink it into neighborhoods that need it, but that's not going to go to the schools. And I don't know. It's just, it seems that there's a lot of misplaced stuff. The stuff that could be happening right now, there could be a lot of good that comes from it, but I think people are misplacing where the real changes need to be made to ensure that people can have a life that is thriving in the country. I don't know.
To me, a summer of unrest, and maybe that's part of the things people can protest. Number four on the countdown of the top 10, the health aspects of COVID, the controversy on treatments, things like the Lancet taking back its criticism of using the Z-Pak and the malaria drug. The studies are being done now. That's opening up. People are admitting that there is something to that. A lot of other things, hopeful news on the vaccine side, perhaps by the end of the year. The virus, I think itself, didn't we talk about the virus sort of mutating and it's not as tough now? Didn't that come about, or did I do that on the health, the Good Day Health thing? I can't remember.
Anecdotally, it seems to be, it has mutated again. We know it's gone through several iterations. It seems to be, fewer people are going on ventilators, unless you have, you know, a real respiratory issue, an existing issue.
I think people might be getting treatment sooner. I just read an article, CNN had something actually out, and just read actually like a few minutes ago, saying that the virus hadn't mutated again, and actually there's been a swell of cases, and I'm sure after the protests probably settle in 14 days from now, we'll probably see a lot more. But I think maybe people are just not waiting so long, and they're actually getting treatment earlier rather than having to go to the hospital to be put on a ventilator. Instead, they're going to their doctor and getting treated ahead of time, which is
We talked about it on the DJV show, but did you talk about that warning about the cough syrup, Doug? with any of our doctors on the show?
Yes, I did talk with both of them.
I know we didn't. Yeah, we didn't do it on the DJV show, but that's something that a lot of people need to be aware of. There, look it up. Don't take Robitussin, Delsim, all that stuff. If you think you have COVID-19,
all the popular over-the-counter brands,
Dayquil, NyQuil, don't take any of that stuff. It makes it so much worse.
And you can get details on that if you want to listen to our Good Day Health shows at gooddayhealthshow.com as well. Now, number three is the focus on the presidential race. Most interesting thing to come out, for me anyway, this week, was the revelation that Mark Cuban has actually hired a pollster to see if he ought to run for president.
He did.
You thought he was going on cable news for his health? Come on. He's been all over the place.
Well, I think he might be an interesting, he might be an interesting candidate. He says what they found out is he'd take votes away from Trump, especially with independents.
I actually think he would take a lot of votes away from Biden, too.
I do, too.
There are a lot of people who are underwhelmed.
Well, he said that I think for independents, he won. He polled at like 77%. He basically won as an independent, but he overall against Trump and Biden, he would only get about 25% of the vote. That's why he backed out.
Right. Yeah. Right. What a great combination, Bloomberg and Cuban president and vice president. Well, that'd be a
who
great
would take the vice presidential position?
Those
egos. I don't know about that.
I know. Yep. All right, so Joe Biden, the polls show Biden ahead, at least at the moment. But polls are usually worthless.
Well, those are national polls, right? And we know that national polls really don't matter. It's the state by state is what you really have to look at.
Yep, exactly. All right, so
to see how he kind of had his Hillary deplorable moment this week. I'm interested to see if it'll come back. Yeah, Biden. He said that he falls into traps an awful lot. And so
set for him or just because he's
just people ask him questions and then he falls into the trap. He did it with Charlemagne when he said that you ain't black if you're not voting for me over Trump. And this week he said that 10 to 15% of Americans are just not good people. They're not very good people. And so Hillary had her deplorable moment where she said people who support Trump are deplorables. Now we'll see
what's wrong with that?
Moment.
If you're talking about the murderers and rapists and child pornographers and...
Well, because
does that make up 10% of our population? Maybe
it
does.
No.
I hope not.
No.
Good God.
I hope not, but maybe.
I think by
the same token, how many people are millions of people in jail? Some of them ought not to be there, but, they're there. So
it's hard to quantify, and so I think that's the problem. He could have just said, there are a lot of great people in this country, and then there are some bad people. But when you start, and somebody said, well, what's the percentage? And he fell in, well, maybe 10 to 15%.
That's nonsense. Here's something that is not nonsensical. For those of you who are interested in getting the best night's rest ever, keep yourself healthy. It's summertime and the windows are open. You got fresh air. It's lovely going into your bedroom at night, climbing into the sheets. Hopefully you got those Giza sheets from MyPillow and the MyPillows that have been washed and dried and are fresh. And you can, what do you do, Jennifer? You sort of form the pillow to your head and your neck. That's what's really cool.
Yeah, I curl it up and put it right in that spot, right where my neck and my head have that separation. Oh, so much better on my neck, which is extremely tense these days.
Yes, it is. And Father's Day is around the corner, so good Father's Day present is getting some pillows for your father's bed. Get them right now by going to MyPillow.com. All the pillows. You can get them a whole assortment of pillows. The roll-and-go-anywhere pillows, the regular pillows they've got. Buy one, get one free with all the pillows at MyPillow.com. Maybe you get, I think the pillow is the best Father's Day gift of all the things, but you can look over all the items that they have. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. See what's there and get a bunch of really cool things for your dad for Father's Day. Then you go online today and get them certainly in plenty of time for Father's Day. All the deals are at MyPillow.com. Use the code DJV at checkout. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a story list, first of all, prepared by the folks at Talkers for the week of June 1st to the 5th. At number 10, the Russian oil spill. Who's even heard any discussion about that? Number 9, what's going on social media as it pertains to free speech? Number 8, the psychology of personal relationships during COVID. Number 7, our relationship with China. Number six, how the economy is performing. Number five, the reopening of America. Number four, the health aspects continuing with the, I call it the Chinese, the Chinese problem. How's that? Number three, the presidential race. Who's getting in? Is Mark Cuban going to run? Number two, all the civil unrest that we've experienced the past week or so. And number one on the countdown, race relations as they pertain specifically to the George Floyd case. That's it. The list of the top stories from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Carpal tunnel syndrome can cause tingling, numbness, and pain. It's often diagnosed in people who have a repetitive wrist motion, like those who play an instrument or use a computer keyboard. For some patients, rest, ice packs, pain medications, or using a splint is enough to remain comfortable. But for those with more severe cases,
many people will try one or more cortisone injections. The idea there is that the cortisone shrinks the tendons, it shrinks the inflammation around the nerve, creates more space for these things to live and thereby reducing the symptoms.
Dr. Jay Smith says if those don't help, surgery is also an option.
The carpal tunnel is basically a space in the wrist. The walls of it are formed by your wrist bones and then a ligament that goes over the roof called the transverse carpal ligament. And it is a space issue. So what happens in the surgery is you cut down to the ligament and you cut the ligament and unroof it, and then the tendons and the nerve have enough space to live and the symptoms usually improve.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping, plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a list from Talkers, which, by the way, you can find all these lists printed every week at talkers.com. On the people list, the 10 names most prominently mentioned according to the research at Talkers. Number 10, Mark Zuckerberg. Number 9, William Barr, the Attorney General. Number 8, Ahmaud Arbery. Number 7, Joe Biden. Number 6, Tom Cotton. Drew Brees, the football player, is at number 5. Mayor of New York, Bill Blah Blasio. Number 4 is stuck his foot in his mouth again. Mad Dog Mattis. I always like saying that. Yeah, he's number 3. Number 2, George Floyd, the aforementioned victim. And number 1, the president, which some people think he's become a victim as well, some of his supporters. I guess that's left to play out a little bit. Donald Trump is on the top of the heap for the story list. Again, these are the folks on the list for the week of June 1st to 5th, according to the research done at Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. All right, so the top two items, pretty much, well, the surprise is that COVID is not number 1 or number 2 or number 3 this week for the first time in months. The race relations, civil unrest situation. I said, this is going to be my only comment here, that I think we've glorified George Floyd, and there are other people who've had this problem that deserve as much attention as he. So, having said that, Jennifer, Victoria, what are your thoughts on where we are with all of this?
I agree. I agree with you on that. I think that we're in a really bad time. I think all of us have had an emotional week dealing with all of the unrest, with the images, the horrible images that we've seen. And, you know, all I can say is I pray for our country, because I think that this is a lot for us to deal with, and certainly hopefully positive will come from it. I don't think defunding police and giving up law and order, however, is the right move.
Victoria?
I've had it, like Jen said, it's been a very emotional week, and the best thing that's come about it is a lot of dialogue. A lot of my black friends are telling stories that I never even knew, and it's been such an emotional week, and I have a lot of friends in a lot of pain. So I just hope that we can all figure out some way to move forward together.
Yep, let's do that. That's the way to do it. Can't do anything about the past. Move forward into the future. Take today one day at a time. All right, ladies, thank you. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Roundup.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, it's Tech Talk time now. A review of the top five stories this past week. According to the research done by Victoria Keelan, who's here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way, for those of you who don't recognize my sultry voice. This is a review of from number five to number one. We start at this Spotify story I suppose this makes people happy, does it not, this story?
It does. If you are paying for Spotify, then congratulations. After basically shaming the company for the last few years, listeners can now have more than 10,000 songs in their music library. So if you, in the past, if you liked a number of songs and you got to the 10,000 mark, then they basically told you that you need to start deleting other songs because that was the ceiling. And a lot of Spotify users were just furious with this. They have, this is a huge music platform. It's the biggest one in the world, 130 million subscribers worldwide. If you compare that to what else is out there, Apple Music only has 60 million and Amazon has 55 million. So Spotify has, beyond subscribers, they have 286 million people who are using the free version. And so this has been something that in their community exchange where they go back and forth with users for feedback, this was the number one thing that people complained about. So more than 12,500 votes were cast in favor of lifting the 10,000 song limit. And so Spotify listened, and a lot of people are very happy about it.
Good for them. Here's number four. Zoom says free users won't get encryption. So the FBI is out in the cold here? What is this all about?
Well, no, so two stories, really. So at the beginning of the week, Zoom announced that they would be doing end-to-end encryption for extra security. Now, that only applies to the paid service of Zoom, which means that's the where you have corporate accounts. If you are, if you've been working from home, you're most likely doing Zoom calls on a paid corporate account. That allows you to go longer than 40 minutes. The free version of Zoom allows you to have a call up to 40 minutes. And you can have a mix of people on the Zoom site, or you can have people calling in. So the new end-to-end encryption is going to be for the paid version of this, and you can no longer call into it from a cell phone or landline. You actually have to use the Zoom link. It's for extra security. Now, the reason Zoom says that the free version does not have the end-to-end encryption is so that the police and the FBI can access those calls if they need to. Zoom has had issues with child pornography and predators and things like that, so they want to make it easier for those people to be caught, and that's why they say they're not doing the end-to-end encryption on the free version.
Okay, number three, Apple tracking stolen iPhones. All right, you may
get speaking
this.
Of criminals.
Yeah.
So we all know, we've seen the images, Apple stores, high-end stores, Best Buy, Chanel, every type of major store has been broken into in various cities around the country. And Apple, interestingly enough, had a pretty eerie message for the looters who busted into several Apple stores and stole the new iPhone. Automatically, the iPhones were disengaged from the corporate level, and so people who were running around trying to get their iPhone, their new stolen iPhone, activated, were met with a message that says, please return to the Apple store. This device has been disabled and is being tracked. Local authorities will be alerted of your location. So I'm expecting that some people probably panicked and dumped the iPhones into a dumpster somewhere. Others will probably still try to hack into the phones and use them. But hopefully, because, you know, no one here on this show has been in favor of looting, so hopefully a lot of these people will be caught. So, but that's Apple using technology. It lets you know, that's the capability that they have.
Right.
That they can remotely take over your phone.
Which is kind of eerie in and of itself.
It is.
Number two on our list of the top five items is this new contact tracing app.
Yep, and so in France, they launched their contact tracing app this week for COVID-19, and so they essentially, right now, it's voluntary to download it, but it will act as a supplement for human tracers who manually go through an infected person's contacts, and then they contact everyone else that you've been around. So essentially, this is good news if people use it. They need about 80% of smartphone users to participate. That equals 56% of the general population. And then one infection can be prevented with every one or two users, according to their data. So essentially how it works, it lets you know via Bluetooth technology if you've been spending more than 15 minutes within a meter of someone who's actually carrying the virus, which is pretty cool if it works, but they need a lot of people to participate in it.
All right, for those of you who are fans of CES, this may be important.
Yeah, the Consumer Electronics Show is actually moving forward in January in Vegas in person, and normally they have 175,000 attendees. We're not sure if they're going to cut down on that, but they're going to be taking a lot of the safety precautions. But it is good news for everyone in the tech world and consumers who like to see what's new and cool.
That's the overall review. Thanks to Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen. Thank you.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.